Dear viewers, our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the glorious Quran, O you who believe, fasting was made obligatory upon you as it was made incumbent upon those who preceded you, so that you may become pious. Now, my dear viewers, let us learn a bit about fasting, its secrets, and what it really asks from us. How should we fast? First of all, the definition of fasting in Sharia is to abstain from eating, drinking, and having physical relations with one's spouse from true dawn until sunset with the intention of worship. Now, fasting is an ancient form of worship from the time of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam up until the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Fasting has taken many different forms for the people. There was a silent form of fast, and there was also the fasting of the ascetics, the pious people of Allah, and then the general and common people's way of fasting. Fasting, Ramadan in particular, became obligatory upon the Muslim Ummah on the 10th of Sha'ban in the second year of Hijrah. And in the verse that I recited to you, the purpose of fasting is also mentioned. And we have been educated that the purpose of fasting is to attain piety, is to attain taqwa. Now, my dear viewers, when we look at the general meaning of piety, of taqwa, it means to avoid actions that will lead to divine punishment. It means refraining from major sins and abandoning desires that push a person towards disobedience. This is the general definition of piety. And many of us, alhamdulillah, are at a certain level of piety already. When we have accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our creator and accepted our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final Prophet of Allah, believing in all the prophets that came before us, this is us already reaching a certain level of God consciousness and of piety. But my dear viewers, how can we make our Ramadan, this Ramadan, be the best Ramadan for us? Well, the ulama of the deen tell us that as well as abstaining from food, drink, and the close intimacy that one has with his spouse, we must also abstain from haram actions whilst fasting. That could be looking at forbidden things or going to immoral places. This must be stopped completely. We must also stop ourselves from speaking forbidden words, foul words, and lying, swearing, backbiting, gossiping, slandering others. These must also be avoided. We should not be saying any of these things. Furthermore, we should not listen to anything that is forbidden, like music, etc. We should not be engaging in any other type of haram activities, like cheating or deceiving in business, fraud and corruption. These also must be avoided, especially in the month of Ramadan, but as well as outside of the month of Ramadan, because this is the teaching of our beautiful religion, Islam. And furthermore, how should we spend the month of Ramadan? How should we spend our time fasting? I will give you some pointers, inshallah. Number one, we should lower our gaze. We should guard our eyes. We should not be looking at those things which are unlawful. Furthermore, we should control our tongue. We should not have even idle talk, which means useless talk that has no benefit for our life as well as the afterlife. Furthermore, we should guard our ears. We should listen to the Holy Quran. So instead of using them in disobedience, we should use our limbs in acts of obedience. And furthermore, we should try our utmost to remain punctual in our obligations, most definitely, but increase in our optional worship as well. And this is how, inshallah, our month of Ramadan will be spent in attaining the pleasure of Allah. And this will actually bring us peace and tranquility within our fasts. And this will have such an impact that this will, inshallah, continue outside of the month of Ramadan as well. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to walk on this path towards Allah with sincerity and abstain from any and all acts of disobedience. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.